Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Albert Breer wrote in his NFL takeaways on SI that he believes that the Browns, and I believe, will Albert be on today on Afternoon Drive? I know it's summer, so
I don't know.
Right yeah, now. It pops and shoots on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, things like that. So that's why you listen to The Fan all day long, to hear Albert Breer later on this afternoon. He could pop up at any time, folks. He could do a run-in at any time. You have no idea. But Albert did write an SI in his Monday Morning Quarterback NFL takeaways. He said that the Browns have left some clues about their quarterback competition. He says the biggest one has come out in the distribution of reps, or lack thereof, to 40-year-old veteran Joe Flacco. And he says, to me, even more so, it's about how Flacco has digested his limited dose of them. And Flacco, in quotes, has said, you know, I'm 18 years in. Do I need all these reps? They'd like to ramp him up as time goes on. He says, in poking around, this isn't very long. In poking around, my rough translation is that Flacco's on the same page as Kevin Stefanski. He's not coming back at his age to hold a clipboard. There are some changes to the offense with new coordinator Tommy Rees. They go on. Doing it this way, with how they're going to do these reps, requires some trust on Flacco's part. But he and Stefanski have had good rapport, and that's why I'd regard, being Albert, I'd regard this almost as a first-round bye in the Browns quarterback derby. It'd be hard to enter the summer with all four guys on level ground and let them compete while also getting the other 10 guys in the offensive huddle ready to play an NFL season. So spring evaluation brought a shot to thin the herd. And he writes about Joe Flacco there and how Joe Flacco would be his leader. Where there has been this difference where I started to believe, and I did not want to, because Joe Flacco would always be the guy that I start. But it's like, man, would they start Kenny Pickett? Would they just start Kenny Pickett and have Joe be the backup? Because it's like, hey, you want to see what this 27-year-old can do. Joe wouldn't have to be replaced because of poor play. But I'm thinking, man, there's just so much respect that the veterans, you've kept veterans on this team. So you haven't made it, you've clouded it up. You haven't made it abundantly clear that this is a rebuild. I think a lot of fans believe it should be, especially with two rookie quarterbacks, but they have clouded it up there. So when you have veterans on that team, guys approaching double-digit years or even double-digit in years like Joel Bitonio, they respect Joe Flacco. It's not that they don't respect the other three guys. It's just more easy to respect a guy like Joe.
I'm just not sure I would understand why you would have Pickett and Flacco, because in the end, that is automatically going to cut into the ways to develop the two rookies that you drafted. And then you're left at the end of the year. Okay, let's say you have let's say you go 7-10 or 6-11, right? Which would be actually better than expected. That is better than anybody around the country that does odds for a living thinks you're gonna do. So you do that, Pickett plays the whole season, you do that, all right, well then you haven't developed either rookie, and now you have two picks. Next year, you can make your biggest swing since the Watson trade, and then since drafting Baker Mayfield number one overall, you have a chance to make your biggest swing for a quarterback in what is supposed to be a much more robust quarterback draft. Then, so, isn't that a failing by the organization then, Ken, was the case?
How is it a failing then if what?
Because
if what?
Now you've won, in just my hypothetical, you haven't seen anything out of your third round pick or your fifth round pick. You have guys like Wyatt Teller, Joel Bitonio, you know, playing their last games. So it's like, hey, we built up the culture. We're back to not a winning culture, but a culture of, you know, we're not giving up, we're not tanking, we're not doing any of that. Yeah, but those guys are gone. Your veterans are gone. You know, Njoku, he's probably gone. Like, you're going up and down the roster going, well, what was the point of this year? What did you get accomplished? What was the point of winning 7 games in my hypothetical? Like, what did you truly do?
Well,
you saved the job at Kevin Stefanski? Okay. That's probably the case.
I tell you what.
Andrew Berry, you've saved the job.
Have we?
But what are you doing at quarterback?
Well,
Wait, Kenny Pickett's your quarterback year?
Well, I have a different question then. I didn't mean to set it off like this. I don't know if Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski are a package deal. I think there's absolutely a world you could live in where you would say, hey, they won seven games. Let's evaluate both these guys. Kevin, we've ran it his way. They have been moderately to actually successful with Kevin running this offense, running this football team over the last 6 years. Can we say the same thing about Andrew and what he's done? I mean, these are big things that we should probably wait until January to do, because I still think everybody has a nasty taste in their mouth over what's happened, or we're trying to look forward to a season and what's to actually come. But I could...
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I could seriously look at them and go, hey, we hired Kevin before we hired Andrew. If we're moving on from anybody, if we have to move on from anybody, then we have to talk about trust. Do you trust Kevin? Well, if you get him to 7 or 8 wins, for crying out loud, you probably trust Kevin. But if you're getting to 7 or 8 wins with those ingredients, do you trust Andrew? Because if you get to 7 or 8 wins, you're using both those draft picks to move up and take your quarterback, right? Do I trust Andrew to evaluate that QB? Do I trust him to do so? As of right now, everybody in their car is probably saying no. So I don't think that they are a package deal the way that a lot of us think.
Yeah, I've always assumed they were.
I think they could split them.
I've assumed they were, because I haven't really seen any reporting or seen any kind of activity that would show that, like, Stefanski has gained power within the organization. Have you seen that?
No. But I would
despite
also look
two coach
at it,
of the years. I mean, normally when a coach,
they do.
Yeah, normally when a coach does that, and
they
exceeds,
don't have to give up their offense.
We're not talking about who's calling the plays.
Yeah.
So I haven't seen any indication that
totally
it's anything
it
other
way.
Than a package deal.
Well, you could always look at it and go, hey, if they won 7-8 games, which, boy, that seems to be asking a lot. If they were to win 7-8 games, well, Kevin had to do it with some ingredients, so that means that some of the draft picks that Andrew made ended up being successful. That DeJuan Jones over at left tackle, which is a weird thing, if I could just specify that for a moment. You took Jed Wills, who was a right tackle, made him a left tackle. That ended up being a bust. And then you took DeJuan Jones, who was in the fourth round, a right tackle, ended up making a left tackle. And if he hits, it's like, where do I give credit to? Do I give credit to Andrew because he found a guy in the fourth round that ended up being a starting quality left tackle for you in the league? Or do I give him less because he had to replace his number 10 overall pick at one point? So I don't know where to stand on that with a lot of fans. Just see how you'll think of Andrew Berry. But if you won 7 or 8 games, I just don't think that they're a package deal in that case. I think a lot of us are wanting to look at it and go, what's this all matter? So for a fan, you know, I want to ask a fan, is starting Joe Flacco a waste of time for them? Because I don't think it's a waste of time for the guys in the locker room. I think they want to win as many games as they possibly can. They don't want their time wasted because they're not thinking about 2026, 2027, and beyond. But I do think for a lot of fans, I can't sit there and deny it and even tell them they're wrong. Will they feel it's a waste of time if they were to win 7-8 games and have Joe Flacco start the season? I think that that's a very ugly battle to fight. I think it's a tough battle for me to fight. Because you would think you know, Lima, what veterans are thinking. But I think for the fans, they want to look forward to something. Joe Flacco is not the future. Kenny Pickett, I think a lot of fans don't think is the future. Dylan Gabriel, I can try to get excited about Dylan Gabriel.
It sounds like you agree with me then. You wouldn't want it makes no sense to have the two veteran quarterbacks.
From a grand scheme of things, it doesn't. But they have those guys now because you're in this weird mode where you're evaluating coach and general manager, but you're also trying to look forward to the future and figure out, do you want these guys drafting your next quarterback? Because you're still taking a quarterback next year as of right now, aren't you? Or you're not taking a quarterback as of right now? I'm asking a question. Are you taking a quarterback right now in April's draft?
Yeah, almost assuredly.
So almost assuredly we are. But you have these two other rookies.
That's what I mean.
That you have. And so I'm trying to do three things. Evaluate my coach, my general manager, and my quarterbacks, even though I got a veteran that everybody respects, and they're going to want him to run the offense to at least start the season. Do you understand how much that's going to frustrate a Browns fan? That's going to really frustrate a Browns fan. I don't think, above all, I think a Browns fan doesn't want their time wasted. I think that right now, they're going to feel like their time is wasted. I can get a little bit excited about Dylan Gabriel. Again, Shedeur Sanders, you see the videos. Kids love him. People love him. It's a force. It's going to be hard to deny that young man a shot at starting at some point this year. I don't know, week one, but it's going to be hard to deny him a chance at starting at some point. But for a fan, you're the general manager that never gets fired. I think you look at it. I have to admit this, even though I don't want to agree, because we see the inside of that locker room from time to time. We know Joel. We know that Joel doesn't want to come back and just lose for the 2026 draft, considering his career is probably done after this year. But I think for a fan, you're going, what's the point of any of this? I'm evaluating a coach who more than likely they don't trust. The same thing with the general manager. I got these two rookie quarterbacks that, hey, nothing against them, but if we got two different people in charge for next year, we're probably still going to be going after a quarterback. And I think to a man, every single fan is still drafting a quarterback.
I hate to break it to anybody. My goals right now this year are not to cater the whole season to Joel Bitonio, Wyatt Teller, Jet Conklin, the guys that are leaving. The goals have to be to make sure that you're setting yourself up for if you've got a big shot to pounce on a quarterback next year, then doing that, or, you know, a way to support if one of these quarterbacks emerge, a way to support them with two picks that are going to be at the top of the first round, hopefully.
For the fans, I don't think it's this way for the team, but for the fans, is Joe Flacco starting a waste of time? 216-474-0092.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.